Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Keller, your host. Delighted to have you here with us. Thank you for being with us here on this Tuesday. Open forum, as you might have guessed, in both hours, Tim Staples will be with us. And the number, if you've got a question, and you better get in the queue quickly because there's limited time in the day. And man, do the lines fill up when Tim is here with us for 2 hours. 888-318-7884 is the number. 888-318-7884. Open forum means open to anyone with any question at all about the Christian faith, about Catholic belief. You are welcome. 888-318-7884. Also, I should let you know that there are dozens, maybe dozens, I'm not exactly sure how many are on the phone right now, of Catholic Answers employees waiting to hear from you because it is time for our spring pledge drive. We come to you only for a few hours every 3 months. And that fully funds our operations. Thus far, that has fully funded our operations. We realize these are strange times, we still got to pay the bills, and we hope that there are those who are in a position to be able to help us. We know there are people who are in a position to be able to help us. We hope they will help us in the coming days. Tim Staples, thanks for being with us here.
Man, I can't tell you how good it is to be with you, my friend. I am feeling right now exuberant.
You are.
I think that's a good word.
That is an excellent word.
Exuberant, because you know what, bro?
Wait, I'm looking up exuberant. Go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. But you know what? In the midst of, you know, the crisis that we've been going through with COVID-19 and everything, man, I've just been getting letters, emails. It seems like I handed it to Chris here earlier today. Just phenomenal testimonies, man, of good things that are happening. And, you know, it's just God's sneaky, you know? He is just sneaky. It's in times like this where, you know, the media is in a panic and all of that stuff that we as Christians just turn to God. It just seems like, you know, this is the way God works. We start looking up to God, and God just starts blessing us in the midst. And, you know, we're seeing people come home to the Lord. We're seeing people respond, you know, sending letters in, like the one I just read, just thanking us. And it's awesome, bro, you know?
It is,
and it's not to belittle what's going on. Of course, you know, we weep for those who have lost loved ones and so forth in the midst of this. But you know what? The good news is Jesus Christ is still Lord. He is on the throne, and God has a plan. And I believe we're going to come through this thing stronger than ever.
Yes.
And you know, I say that just from all the letters and stuff that we've been getting, people being blessed. But at the same time, we're taking a hit financially.
Sure.
You know, and we knew it was coming. We kind of stayed strong for a while, kind of like we did in 2008, 2009. But then it hit you. And you know, I noticed we had talked about at our last drive how we had actually moved up to 14 people
per tower,
which we had been trying to get up. We wanted to get it up to 18 or 19. Well, we've dropped back down now to 13. That sounds to folks, well, that's only one. No, that's per tower. And so when that drops, that means a drop.
That's hundreds of donors.
And you know, just in general, to Catholic Answers and such, look, 30 million people have lost their jobs. So, of course, our donations are going to fall, and they have. But you know what? Jesus is Lord. And I'd like to really put a shout out, folks. Let's really step up to the plate right now, because there's never been a time where it's more important to proclaim the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess as Catholics. People are in need like never before. So we need you to call right now at 888-291-8000, especially folks. Those of you that have been blessed, you still have a job and you are able to give. I'm going to ask y'all to dig deep, man. Let's give, because you're going to have to give for some folks who can't. There are 30 million people now who really can't, and we don't know how many of those are Catholic and how many of our donors have lost jobs, but of course they have. And so all of us need to come together, folks, and if you can give, we need you to call right now at 888-291-8000, because we cannot let Catholic Answers Radio go anywhere other than upward, folks, in spite of what's going on here. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Remember, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or go to 888-291-8000, because we need to continue to proclaim the fullness of the gospel.
I want to say thank you to the first three people who called to get us started off. As I said, there are dozens of lines available. Everybody that you speak to will be an employee of Catholic Answers. They've all taken the afternoon to help us with our pledge drive. It's a team. It's a family around here. That's how it works. But say hello to them. You can ask them what their job is here if you like. Or if you are in a hurry, they will get you. Just say, I'm in a hurry. I got to get this done quickly. They'll get you done in 90 seconds, 120 Amen. Seconds, something like that. 888-291-8000 is that number. We're going to continue to do our regular job. We're going to go to the phones. We're going to take calls. We're going to take questions. We don't want to take up all of your time with this, but we do have a strong need. And I do want to tell you this. Someone has given us a $15,000
wow.
amount this hour as a pledge to be matched. So
wow,
we'd really like to match that $15,000. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Once you fill up the phone lines while we go to take some calls, it only takes, you know, a couple dozen people, and the lines are full, and that's very exciting to the folks around here when that happens. 888-291-8000. Or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Nick, you're looking at me like I said the wrong number, but 888-291-8000. But I got it
yes.
right? Okay. All right. You want to head to a call?
Let's do it, man.
All right. Let's go to Justin in Hamilton, Ohio, listening on the Catholic Answers app. Nick, you got to help me. Line one. Justin, your question for Tim.
Good evening. So I'm a recent convert. About 3 years ago, I
was praise God.
In the church.
We got a baby Catholic on the line. All right.
And I've been trying to break down the walls of misconception about our Blessed Mother. And just started praying the rosary more frequently. And I actually picked up your book, Behold Your Mother. So I started reading that.
Very good.
And my question is about the brown scapular.
Yes.
I've been kind of drawn to it. I'm drawn to the promise of it. But I wasn't able to really get that question over the phone originally. Not as good, but I'll do my best to try and articulate it. So there's a lot of misconception and doubt about the historicity of it.
Sure.
And that kind of makes it a little uneasy at first to try, you know, to approach it, I guess you could say.
Right.
And also, too, just trying to, you know, understand what kind of disposition you should have if you want to have that kind of devotion.
Right.
And kind of what it looks like on a day-to-day basis. I just wanted to see what
sure.
your thoughts on it. And,
well, first of all, you know, the wonderful thing about being Catholic is when we have devotions like the brown scapular that have been formally approved by the church, we have the guarantee that this is going to do us absolutely no harm. In fact, the church has said that it is worthy of pious devotion. And having known, I remember going to the seminary with several Carmelites who are now Carmelite priests. I can remember them. They were quite boastful, you know, but boastful in the Lord.
Okay.
A good kind of boasting. concerning the brown scapular, I mean, the testimonies and the miracles attached to the brown scapular over the centuries are extraordinary. And understand as well, the promises of the brown scapular, this seems to be, and correct me if I'm wrong, maybe this is not in your situation, but a lot of times, a lot of the problems are with the language of the promises, right? If you wear the brown scapular, you will not die in mortal sin, which appears to be, what is it? Is this magic? So it doesn't matter how grave a sinner you are, you just put on your brown scapular and all of that. That's where a lot of the misconception comes from, is things like that. And so we have to remember that the brown scapular, as with any devotion or any promise attached to any devotion, has to be understood in its proper context. And I like to use the example of Mark chapter 11, verse 24, where Jesus gives us a promise, and he says, "What things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." Right? As you know, brother, a lot of health and wealth preachers on TV love that verse, right? So you just believe God and it's yours. Glory to God. If you believe for $1 million, God will give you $1 million, right? Well, that is wrong, because you and I know, yes, Jesus makes this promise and the promise is true, but it has to be taken in the context of the entirety of sacred scripture. Or we would say, the promise of the brown scapular has to be taken in the context of the entire analogy of faith, right? So, for example, in the case of Mark 11, 24, we also have to take, you know, 1 John, where John tells us in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, that whatever you ask the Lord, if it's according to his will, he hears you. And if he hears you, you've gained what it is that you've asked of him. And so there's a little addition there, if it's according to his will. And then you have lots of other verses, Psalm 66, 18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me, right? And we could go on, right? In the gospel, if you don't have faith, right? Jesus says, this kind doesn't come out except with much prayer, and some manuscripts read, and fasting, right? And Jesus could not do many miracles because of their unbelief. I mean, we could go down the list. So there's lots of other qualifiers involved. And so it is with the brown scapular. The scapular has to be understood in the context of that Carmelite spirituality, in the context of our Catholic spirituality, wherein it is a given that, of course, wearing the brown scapular is extremely powerful, because when you wear that brown scapular, you are joining with all the Carmelites all around the world and all of the divine office, prayers that they are saying and all the masses being offered and such. You're joining together. It is a powerhouse of prayers that you're becoming attached to, but they are only efficacious in your life if you cooperate with God's grace, which is what it's all about to begin with. By cooperating with God's grace, yes, those promises and that power will be applied to your life. So we can't take those promises, just like sacred scripture, in a sort of strict literalistic fashion. And folks, you know what? Answering this question just brings home again how important it is for us. Imagine, folks, every day on this broadcast, we're able to help people to understand, just bring a context to the promise of the brown scapular or the promises of the brown scapular. It means a world of differences to folks who have a caricature of the Catholic Church in their mind. They've been taught this or that. The Catholic Church says this. Folks, how valuable is it to you that we're able to clear up misconceptions that are often obstacles to people either becoming Catholic or remaining Catholic? That's what we do day in and day out here at Catholic Answers. Folks, we need your help, though, right now. And I have to tell you, we need it especially right now, because we do have bumps in the road right now. The income's just starting to drop. And of course, again, it's expected. But you know what? Folks, if everybody listening right now that can give would pick up that phone, we wouldn't have one line that's open. We've got a bunch of them open right now, but we need you to call right now, because we need your help. We help you guys every day. And I can guarantee, I can speak for all the apologists here at Catholic Answers, we work, I'm going to tell you, my wife will tell you, sometimes I work too much. Weekends, she's like, put that computer down. But that's what we do, folks. We help people. We bring Catholic Answers to the world. We're asking you now to help us. Can you pick up on the phone so we can continue to give answers, reasons why we believe what we believe as Catholics? Join with us. Give us a call now at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, that's 888-291-8000. And let me challenge you a bit. Folks, we need monthly donors, because we have monthly donors dropping off right now. Not putting anybody down. That's just a fact. We need some monthly donors. If it's $10 a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, $100 a month. Folks, this is our bread and butter. This is why we're able to come to you day in and day out and proclaim the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess as Catholics. So please, folks, right now, stop debating about it in your mind. Pick up the phone right now. 888-291-8000. We really do need to hear from you.
We've got this little color-coded screen where we can actually see when people are responding, and about half the lines filled up as Tim is speaking. A $15,000 challenge for this hour. Someone gave us $15,000 as a challenge, and you'll notice that there are donors of significant means who are able to do that, and it means a lot to us they do. But it takes all of us to meet those challenges. 888-291-8000, the number to call right now and fill up those lines. 888-291-8000, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I have to say, one of the things that this time has made happen to me, I shouldn't admit this, nothing to be proud of, is a little more exposure to media than usual. And it's a little bit of a desert out there in many ways, maybe even worse than a desert. And to have a place where people can accidentally run in to the love of Jesus Christ as expressed in his church is really priceless. I feel the value of it more now than ever, in a way. And look at that, one line left to fill up. You be the one. 888-291-8000. While I go to our next call, Justin was our last caller, and I want to say thank you to Justin for the call. Let's go to Stanford in Dustin, Florida, watching on YouTube Live. Stanford, your question for Tim Staples.
How you doing? And thanks for receiving my call.
Well, happy to have
earlier,
you.
Earlier, I was looking at a broadcast on y'all network on YouTube, and it's not the subject of the day, but I thought the subject was quite interesting.
Okay.
And the subject is, if you're not a Catholic, why not? Why are you not Catholic?
Yes.
So I kind of turned the question around and said, why should I be Catholic?
Yes.
Opposed to Lutheran or...
Yes.
Baptist, you know, all the other denominations.
Yes.
And, Frank, I have an experience with a local Catholic church here in Bluffton. I myself, before retiring, when I opened the doors of the church that I pastored, I called around to the local churches because I was looking for chairs to add to my church in order to bring people in. Even though at the time I started with 7 members, I was believing my faith that I would need more chairs. And of all the churches in the area, even the churches that I was associated with, it was the Catholic Church here on 278 here in Bluffton.
Yes.
That gave me chairs. Well, they first was going to sell them to me for $3 a chair. But after the father and I came together to pick up the chairs, he said he didn't feel comfortable selling them to me, so just go ahead and take them.
Oh, that's
praise God. What a good priest.
That was neighborly.
Yes.
That was meeting my neighbor on the road.
Amen.
For me.
Amen.
So now, Stanford, you're asking yourself, why should I be Catholic? Do you want Tim to work on an answer for you?
Well, yeah, but I have other questions about that. Opposed to that, you know, because when I look at the scriptures,
yes,
I don't see a call to denomination.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't, and there are a lot of denominations within the Christian faith.
Yeah.
But when I
thousands of
Peter and Paul,
yes,
and all of them, I mean, it wasn't about denomination.
No, it wasn't.
The churches were identified by the cities they were in.
We agree with
the church at Corinth,
right?
The church at Philippi,
right?
You know, so
yes,
it was one faith.
Yes,
one hope. one Lord, one baptism.
Praise God.
Ephesians 4:5. You're singing my tune right there, brother. Hey, you know what? I'm going to jump in here real quick, and let me just toss out some ideas to you. Because everything you're saying, we agree. There is no such thing as a denomination or denominations in the New Testament. Yes, you do have the local churches, absolutely, as we do as Catholics. You have the church here in San Diego. We have Bishop McElroy is our bishop over the church in San Diego. And within that church, we have lots of churches with pastors who are in union with him, and he is in union with the other bishops who are in union with the Bishop of Rome. And this is what we see in the New Testament. I can tell you, brother, as a former Assembly of God youth minister, this was something that brought me to the Catholic Church, is what I saw in the Gospels and in the New Testament is, yes, you have these local churches, but there was one church that had an authority when, for example, in Acts chapter 15, as you know your Bible, in Acts 15 verses 1 through 3, the scripture says there were certain brethren of the sect of the Pharisees who believed that came down from Judea and taught the brethren that unless you be circumcised after the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved. And when Paul and Barnabas, now Paul and Barnabas were called in to take care of this situation, Paul and Barnabas had no small disputation with them. They couldn't settle it. The scripture says they determined to send up to Jerusalem to the apostles and elders to consider this question. And you had the Council of Jerusalem in 49 AD or AD 49, where the truth was declared and then epistles were written, letters, to be disseminated, as Acts 16:4 says, to all the troubled churches. And so what we see here is that among the churches, when problems arise, there was one church, and we believe it was headed up visibly, that is, by Peter, and we see at the council in Acts 15:6, when there had been much disputing, Peter arose, declared the truth of the matter, and in verses 7 through 11, and then the Bible says, and they all kept silent. And then they listened to Paul, and then James gave a pastoral opinion as to how we apply what Peter says in this particular situation, and then they all agreed, wrote up a letter, and that letter was sent. This is what we see in the Catholic Church for 2,000 years, is that, yes, we have the successors of the apostles who are called bishops, and we know that from Acts chapter 1, verse 20. When Judas had died, they chose his replacement. The Bible says in Acts 1:20, let another man take his office, in Greek, bishopric, right? The apostle in succession is called a bishop, and Matthias was chosen. Well, the bishops who are the successors of the apostles have been sent all around the world, and they are all in union with the successor of Peter in Rome. And so, over the course of 2,000 years, we've seen 21 ecumenical conferences, lots of local synods and conferences, but 21 ecumenical ecumenical councils where similar things happen to what we see there in the book of Acts. So the church declares on these matters. The problem is, in the 16th century, Luther, Calvin, Knox, Zwingli decided they were going to split off and start their own churches. And that, my friend, see, we believe nobody can start a church except Jesus Christ. He's the only one that has the power to do it because he is the God-man. He started one church, and that is the one holy Catholic and apostolic church. And you see right from day one, this is how the church functioned. You see it in the church fathers, St. Ignatius of Antioch, St. Clement of Rome. We could go down the list of how they all taught apostolic succession, just like St. Paul did. In fact, St. Paul said in Romans 10:15, how can they preach unless they be sent? You have to be sent by proper authority in order to have the true authority to preach. You can't just send yourself, Martin Luther. You can't send yourself, John Calvin, Ulrich Zwingli, and the rest on down to today, where we have folks starting churches in their own living rooms and such. That was one factor for me that got me started toward answering your question, brother, with it is the Catholic Church that is not a the Catholic Church is not a denomination. It is the church established by Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago. And I wish we could talk more, brother, but we've really got to get on to another caller. But please stay with us, my friend. I would love to hear from you again. And feel free to call. Check out our website at Catholic.com as well.
And Stanford, thank you for sharing that beautiful story about that Catholic priest. Yes. That means a lot that you would do that. We got to take a quick break. The number, 888-291-8000, that's the number to call to support Catholic Answers while we have this $15,000 matching pledge. 888-291-8000, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live, open forum with Tim Staples as our guest. And we try to be really strict with ourselves on these fundraising days to make sure we come back to you and ask you for your support. But frankly, we're not going to interrupt a Protestant minister who calls and asks, why should I be Catholic? That's the call we wish we would get every day. Amen. All day. Like, we're God will provide. We're not interrupting that call. So thank you to Stanford for the call, and I hope that you will call back as many times as you want. But right now, we are trying to raise our funds for the next 3 months to keep Catholic Answers Live going for the next 3 months. And the number to call to give your support is 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Or if you prefer to go on your computer, just real quick, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And it's all set up there for you to make a very quick work of it.
Yeah, and you know, as the good pastor called, and what a blessing. You could just, you know, I can just sense the presence of God in that man's voice.
Right, you could.
You know that there's a man that loves Jesus. And he asked, like you said, such an important question. You know, there's lots of churches in the New Testament, but there's one church that speaks with one voice.
Right.
And you see that so beautifully in Matthew 18. For my brother, if you're still listening, man, and I know you are, in Matthew 18, 15 through 18, Jesus tells us and gives us the perennial instruction that basically they were following in Acts 15. If your brother offends against thee, go tell him his fault between you and him alone. This is Matthew 18, 15. If he hears you, you've gained your brother. If he won't hear you, take one or two with you, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. But if he will not hear them, tell it to the church. And notice, he didn't say tell it to the churches. He said tell it to the church. That is the one church that has the power of binding and loosing. He says, tell it to the church. And the one who fails to hear the church is to be as a heathen and a publican. For whatever you, that is the church, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And that's exactly what we see in the book of Acts, where you have a problem in Antioch and several of the churches in Cilicia and several other churches that are mentioned there in Acts 16, verses 1 through 4. It's the church that delivers the decree, and that is the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Folks, being able to share that with that wonderful retired Protestant pastor, is that makes every single thing we do worth it. All the sacrifices and all the folks here. We got folks at their homes, man, answering phones. We thank God for our IT guys. Can you imagine if Cy Keller or Tim Staples had to do that? I'd be trying to run through the streets with a long wire. I need another extension cord to get it all the way over to somebody's house. But, you know, praise be to God for the folks who work here. And all the work, folks, that goes into to putting this radio broadcast on the air, our magazine, our internet forums, our seminars, you name it, our television show, it's all worth it when pastor calls.
Yeah, right.
And we're able to share the wonders of our Catholic faith. But folks, we need your help. We lost a lot of call time right there, and I don't mind that side.
Nope.
But we need you now to get back on those phones, because we are behind. We need this $15,000 match, my friends. We've got a
$15,000.
I can't even think that high.
$15,000
matching challenge.
For this hour, yeah.
For this hour. And folks, we need your help, all right? Can you pick up that phone right now at 888-291-8000, because we need to hear from you. And we've got a whole lot of folks with green.
Right, yeah. Green means they're waiting.
They're waiting for you to call right now.
Almost all the lines are green right now, so 888-291-8000 is the number.
And you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com as well. We especially need some monthly donors, folks. If you can give that $10 a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, that would be huge for us. And if there are some folks out there, because we are behind right now on that $15,000 matching challenge, if there are some folks out there that can give those big checks, we could use a $5,000 check right now if we're going to make this match. Okay? We were doing so good there for a while.
And we will again.
Yes, we will. All right, folks, let's get on the line. We need some $5,000. Somebody's out there is going to give us $5,000. 888-291-8000. Maybe you can give that $1,000. But, folks, if you can give that $25 gift, believe me, you know, each drive I try to get this into folks' heads, and I think some folks don't believe us, but that is our bread and butter. Those $25 gifts, and especially $25 a month.
Yep.
That's our bread and butter. So, folks, pick up that phone right now. And don't let the devil lie to you and tell you that, oh, man, all I've got is 20 bucks. What's that? That's Catholic Answers.
Yeah, that's what keeps it going.
That's what keeps us going. Give us a call. 888-291-8000. Or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000, the number, or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Our guest for both hours today is Tim Staples. We're going to take as many calls as we can, and I'm going to go back to the phones. Before I do, I just want to let you know what we are able to give you, because publishers and folks have made premiums available to us to give to you to say thank you for your support of Catholic Answers. When you call 888-291-8000, you help us meet the challenge for this hour, $15,000 matching challenge. But if you can make a $20 a month pledge, a $20 per month recurring pledge, we're going to send you two wonderful books, Hope to Die, The Christian Meaning of Death and the Resurrection of the Body by Scott Hahn from Emmaus Road Publishing. And we're also going to send you Spiritual Warfare and the Discernment of Spirits by Dan Burke from Sophia Institute Press. We want to send you both of those books. If you can make a $20 pledge per month, as Tim was just saying, if we could fill up the lines right now with those $20 per month pledges, we will make up all the ground that we may have lost by going long earlier on a call. 888-291-8000. Hey, if you can do a $500 one-time pledge, or maybe $45 a month, we'll give you those two books. But we also have a wonderful gift from the people over at Emmaus Road Publishing. Oh, no, this one is from the people over at the Augustine Institute. Sorry, I got a little tongue-tied there. Spiritual Warfare. No, the Augustine Institute one is Why Believe, the two-volume set. Why Believe? That's a very basic question.
Amen.
One that we'd like to answer. We'd love you to have the two-volume set. It comes with two DVDs, two books.
What do they have to give?
$500, a one-time gift, or a $45 per month pledge. $45 per month pledge. Just call 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. There are still lines that need to be filled up. Let's go to our phones now. We'll take some calls while you dial 888-291-8000. Let's go to Mark in Fort Wright, Kentucky. Mark is listening on Sacred Heart Radio, 740 AM. Mark, your question for Tim Staples.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Mark.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
I was listening to a Protestant pastor on YouTube, and he was talking about ministers not to follow, and mostly he was bashing the evangelical pastors out there, but Pope Francis got in on the deal too. And he objected to a tweet that Pope Francis put out about something about peace and harmony. That's not the point of it. He ended with, but one thing is for certain, we are all children of God. Well, right. You know, that was just terrible. That was terrible heresy. He said, we're not all children of God.
Oh, my goodness.
And I wasn't sure if he was going after a predestination thing where some are children of wrath and some are children of God, or if he was going after it that the only path is through Jesus. But, Tim, as a former Protestant yourself,
yeah,
how do you react to those kind of pronouncements?
Yeah. Well, you know, When you're dealing with Bible alone, folks, you know, you really want to know your Bible, because you know, we're talking about wonderful folks. I was raised a Southern Baptist, as you know. I was Assemblies of God, and I was one of those. I would have been the guy that would have been saying exactly that. You know, John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. Jesus said, there is no other way, right? But what happens is you take verses of Scripture like that, which of course we as Catholics believe absolutely, there is no salvation apart from Jesus Christ. And in fact, that's why there's no salvation apart from the Catholic Church. That's a dogma of our faith. Why? Because, as you know, brother, Ephesians 1:22-23 says the church is the body of Christ, the fullness of him who fills all in all. So the church is Jesus Christ extended into this world. So, of course, there's no salvation apart from Christ or the Catholic Church, because the Catholic Church is Jesus Christ extended in the world. Now, of course, you and I also know, though, that as Jesus himself says in John 15:22, and I find it interesting, that comes right after John 14, right? John 14:6, I am the way, truth, and life. No man comes to the Father except by me. John 15:22, if I had not spoken to them, they would have no sin. Now I've spoken to them, their sin remains. Jesus there teaches, and he does in John 9:41 as well, that you're not responsible for that which you do not know or could not have known. And so we hold out the possibility that, you know, folks can be invincibly ignorant of the truth. God gives them grace where they are, and we're not privy to how God does that. And if they cooperate with those graces, they can possibly be saved. That doesn't mean we don't need to get them the fullness of the ordinary means of salvation which God gives us to be saved. We need to get folks as much grace as we can. But it does mean that we see the New Testament is not this rigorous sort of, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. That means everybody else is going to hell. That's just not what the New Testament teaches. And now I think what's happened in this case is that sort of rigorous understanding of everybody that doesn't name the name of Jesus then is going to hell is what leads to, you know, a statement like that that says we're not all children of God, right? Why? Because most of the world's going to hell, so they're not children of God. See, that's the problem. Okay, well, here's how you can respond to that. St. Paul, when he's on Mars Hill, as you probably know, brother, in Acts chapter 17, he stands up in the middle of the Areopagus with all of those, you know, Stoics and Greek philosophers there, and he says, "Men of Athens, I perceive that in every way you are very religious," he says in verse 22. And notice how he begins to speak to them of the true God. But he begins by quoting two of their own philosophers, Aratus and Epimenides, kind of back to back. He says, "God made from one every nation of men," this is verse 26, "to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their habitation, that they should seek God in the hope that they might feel after him and find him. Yet he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being." They're quoting Aratus. "As even some of your poets have said, for we are indeed his offspring." We are his children, right? So being God's offspring, we ought not to think that deity is like gold, silver, stone, or representation by the art and imagination of man, right? And he begins to move into bringing to them the fullness of the truth in Jesus Christ. But the point is here, St. Paul doesn't agree with your friend there that you read. St. Paul clearly says we are all the offspring of God. Why? Because we come from the same Adam and Eve and from the same God. We are all descendants of Adam and Eve, who was created by God. That's simple enough. Now, that doesn't mean we all have an intimate relationship with God through Jesus Christ. No, because we have a sonship in him that is unheard of, unthinkable, apart from the revelation of the new covenant. But it doesn't mean we're not all children of God. So guess what? Pope Francis was right. All right, but at any rate, folks, I have to say one more time, we need you on the phone lines. In just a few minutes right there, do you notice how I'm able to, and by God's grace here at Catholic Answers, this is what we do. We take folks who come often with a chip on their shoulder, angry. I know I once was, Si. I hated the Catholic Church. I never hated a single Catholic person, but I hated the Catholic Church when I was a Protestant because I believed it was teaching false doctrine and leading people away from Jesus Christ. And I would have been just like that Protestant who our friend was trying to respond to just now. I would have been him. But it was a Catholic man who responded to me. His name was Sergeant Matt Dula when I was serving the United States Marine Corps, who helped me. He had mercy on me. One of the spiritual works of mercy is to educate the ignorant, right? To admonish the sinner. Matt did both of those with me, all right? And he brought me the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that's why I'm Catholic. And that's what we do. That's what you just heard in that last call. But folks, I have to say it, because we are behind. We need your help right now. We are here to help you guys, and you know it. Those of you who have known Catholic Answers for more than a few months, you know what I'm saying is true. I invite any of you, come to San Diego, walk through, after the coronavirus craziness is over, and walk through the halls of this building, and you will see a family of people. It's like a beehive here of activity with one goal, and that is to bring Catholic Answers to this world. And we do it day in and day out. But we're turning to you right now because we've only got a few hours. In fact, right now, we've only got a few minutes. We need your help right now, folks, to make this match at 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. We need you to call right now. And folks, again, no gift is too small. Call now, 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And I have to emphasize, we need those monthly gifts, folks. We have fallen behind, not only for this hour, but we've fallen behind due to these circumstances that we find ourselves in. But let's join together as Catholic Christians and let's make this thing work at 888-291-8000.
It's open forum, and we are going to go back to the phones. I just want to tell you something, Tim. I think at the end of this hour, I am going to get to say we met that matching pledge. I
believe, like, so you have faith.
But not, no, I'm
also, I want your kind of faith.
I'm looking at the numbers. I think people are going to get us there.
Okay.
But I want to tell you something. Only three gifts of $500 or more, one gift of $1,000 or more. Everything else is $20 a month. And this is $15,000 we had to match. And so when you say that's our bread and butter, we're really, really grateful to the folks who give us $500 or $1,000 or $1,500. And Tim said maybe somebody can give $5,000 this hour and get us there. But it's the many who give the $20 that gets us there.
That's right.
And we see it time and time again. So if you can make that $20 pledge right now, we'll take a quick break right now. The number is 888-291-8000 to make your pledge. If you can make a $20 pledge, or maybe you can make that $20 a monthly recurring pledge, it means everything to us right now. 888-291-8000.
Amen.
We're here for you. Call now. Catholic Answers Live.
Do you want to end abortion? Halt the attack on traditional marriage? And ensure religious freedom for ourselves and for our grandchildren? To do this, we must convert the culture. St. Paul Street Evangelization is a grassroots initiative that recognizes this need and takes it to the streets. If you're interested in peacefully sharing the gospel in your area, visit streetevangelization.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. God bless you, and thank you for doing it. Only two lines. Four lines open right now. And we got dozens of people here on the Catholic Answers staff, and whole bunches of them ready to take your call right now. Now we're down to two lines. So thank you for filling up those lines. 888-291-8000 is the number. If the lines are full and you want to just quickly zip over to the internet to do this, just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can be done very, very quickly. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Tim Staples, our guest, it is open forum, and as we said, we just want to take a few minutes each hour to ask you for help, and that has thus far always worked for us, and so we're very grateful for it. I want to go to Primitivo in Dubai, United Arab Emirates.
Wow.
Let me get to that line. Primitivo, you there with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Thank you for your call from Dubai. Delighted to take your call. Your question for Tim Staples.
Yes, my question is that does the Catholic Church have a plan to come up with one standard Bible version in English? Because, you know, I read your writings regarding the perpetual virginity of Mary in the Catholic Answers, and I agree with you.
Yes.
However, when I discuss with my friends, it's difficult to discuss with them because if you happen to read the RSV Catholic Edition English version of the Bible, it says there in Luke 1, chapter 1, verse 34, Mary says, "How can that be since I have no husband?"
Yes.
So it's difficult sometimes if you happen to read only that version. If you're a Catholic, it's difficult to understand the perpetual virginity of Mary.
Yes. Yeah. It's a great question. And do you pronounce that Primitivo?
Yeah.
Primitivo. Well, Primitivo, it's a great question. And I don't see that happening as far as the church making one English translation or one Italian translation or one German. And I'll tell you what, now, of course, the church could, you know, the church is free. The Holy Father is free to do so. But I think, Primitivo, that what the church has done is what the church says in the Code of Canon Law is if there is to be a translation of the Bible, it must have an imprimatur in order for it to be published. Now, we don't have to have imprimatur anymore on books. Like if I write a book, my next book, for example, I'm writing right now in the Eucharist, I don't have to have an imprimatur on that book. But If you're going to translate a Bible, yes, you do. But the church has not chosen to just give one definitive translation. And I'm just going to give you, here's my sort of educated guess as to one reason why. The Greek text and the Hebrew text of sacred scripture is so rich and so deep that it's very difficult to give a definitive translation into the, especially English. My goodness, English is simply a terrible language for theology. And so we have seen over the centuries, it's actually good for folks who don't know the original languages, for example, to have multiple translations. And sometimes you find that a couple of different translations will bring different aspects out of, you know, sort of tease out of the Greek text here. Yeah, this is a good, but this is a good too, because yeah, this brings that out. And let me give you an example. You've read my book, Primitivo. I'll give you an example. Hail full of grace in Luke chapter 1, verse 28. I am grateful to God for Pope St. John Paul the Great, who ordered it changed in the lectionary, you know, to hail full of grace. I believe that is the best translation for that. However, some of the other translations, like hail, favored daughter, or highly favored daughter, while I don't think that's as good a translation, or rejoice, highly favored daughter, hail versus rejoice. Well, those are both legitimate translations. Well, one of them, hail, kind of brings out the fact that, you know, Mary is receiving a new name, because hail is normally followed by a name. It's hail, full of grace. Mary's receiving a new name, a new title that reveals to us something about her nature. She's, you know, immaculately conceived, no sin. All of that's beautiful. But the rejoice, favored daughter, also brings out the richness of Zechariah chapter 2, verse 10, Zephaniah 3, 15, Isaiah 12, and many other texts of Scripture that prophetically refer to Mary as the daughter of Zion, and says, rejoice, O daughter of Zion, the Lord is with you. And so that rejoice, and including daughter, brings out another aspect of, you know, the beauty of the Blessed Virgin Mary. She is the fulfillment of the daughter of Zion, which becomes very important. Why is that? Because if you remember in the Old Testament, God couldn't dwell among the people of Israel. Why? If you look at Exodus, you know, especially chapters 32 and 33, God says, when Moses prays, God, we want you to go up in our midst. He says, if I went up in your midst, I would destroy you because you're a stiff-necked and rebellious people, right? So God couldn't dwell in them. Hence, he had to, you know, the temple, the tabernacle becomes the temple, the Ark of the Covenant. God dwelled in there, but he couldn't dwell in them. But the prophets begin to prophesy of a time when he would, and there was coming this daughter of Zion, this daughter of Zion in whom the Lord would dwell. Well, guess what? That's Mary. She fulfills that. And why is that? Because it was sin that kept God from being able to dwell in the people in the Old Testament. Mary is free from all sin. She becomes that daughter of Zion. So we have the prophecy fulfilled. We have Mary's Immaculate Conception being revealed and all that. So, Primitivo, I'm sorry, that's kind of a long way to get at an answer to your question. But that's one reason why I just don't believe the church will have one definitive English translation. But, of course, I'm not the Pope. And so, you know, there you have it. But, Primitivo, thank you so much for your call. And please, folks, we are running out of time. So, forgive me. I can't help it. I love Scripture and I love giving people answers, but we need your help right now. If you want Catholic Answers to continue, folks, we are out of time. We've only got 6 minutes left and we need your help to make this match. So, folks, we need you to call now, 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. Or remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And if you get on the line right now, we can take your call, and it will go toward making this match. So get on the phone right now, 888-291-8000. Thank you so much for a great question, Primitivo.
It's funny, I mentioned that we had few gifts, so $500 or $1,000 or more, and then people started calling to give gifts, larger gifts. God bless you. That wasn't the point that I was making, but Hey, man.
Did we make it?
Thanks. I'll let you know when we come back. Is that all right?
Okay.
Listen, make your pledge through the break. We'll do the math, and we'll come back and give you an answer.
Please call.
You don't have to miss any of the show. If you call now, they'll get you in and out before we come back to continue open forum here on Catholic Answers Live. The number 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. It's our spring pledge drive. Get us through the next 3 months, 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.